As Europe debates banning natural gas from Russia, Zurich, Switzerland is already shutting off some gas to curb climate change. Dan Charles reports.
Officials in Zurich announced just over 10 years ago that they wanted to decommission gas pipelines in a chunk of the city with close to 100,000 people. Reinhard Schöne from the city's gas company says many people weren't quite ready for it.
Da war das schon ein Schock.
It was a shock, he says. But officials wanted to promote a different source of energy. Extra heat from a waste incinerator on the edge of the city. It's a modern plant with all the latest pollution controls. And it also heats water, which then circulates through underground pipes to homes and businesses. This is called district heating. And Zurich's energy commissioner, Sylvia Bonfey-Frost, says it made no sense to run hot water and gas pipelines side by side.
It's quite clear that we don't want to have parallel networks for supplying heat.
Some city residents protested because the switch from gas could be expensive. So officials promised to compensate anybody who had to discard a new gas furnace, and they delayed the shutdown by 5 years. But now it's happening. Connecting to the district heating system is impossible for some people, though, especially those who live in single-family homes, like Ernst Donner, a member of Zurich's city parliament. He and his neighbors have switched to electric heat pumps, basically reverse air conditioners, delivering heat, not just cooling.
Those I know are very happy with their heat pump. It's very good.
Mohammed Ali, a chef at a Lebanese restaurant called Simsim, is less pleased. He's been cooking with gas.
Actually, gas, it's nice, you know, to cook, to feel, to give power.
He's installing electric induction stoves in his restaurant. Unlike old-style electric stoves, with these you can turn the heat up and down instantly, more like gas. They work fine, he says, but they cost $40,000. And for him, there were few subsidies.
I'm just so angry because we have to pay a lot of money and the city not helping, you know.
Year by year, gas will disappear from more neighborhoods. The plan is, by 2040, nobody in Zurich will be burning what city officials call fossil gas. And Reinhard Schöne from the gas company says most people in Zurich are now on board with this, to fight climate change and also to stop buying gas from Russia.
Da hat sich die Einstellung noch mal dramatisch
Attitudes have changed once again, dramatically. Today it's clear, people have to and want to get away from fossil gas.
Zurich is blazing a trail that other cities around the world may follow. Many, like San Jose, California, are encouraging individual households to switch from gas to electric appliances. Carrie Romanow, director of environmental services for San Jose, says they're focused on the equipment that burns the most gas.
We're not so worried about your gas cooktop, right, or your gas clothes dryer, as we are about heating and water heating, because those are much bigger uses.
If they succeed, though, they could end up in a situation similar to Zurich's, with an expensive gas system that serves fewer and fewer customers. And that could mean a heavier financial burden on people who can least afford the new electric alternatives. Romanow says it would be up to the gas company, in this case Pacific Gas and Electric, to decide when shutting down gas pipelines makes economic sense. A spokesperson for PG&E declined to say whether the company is thinking about this possibility. For NPR News, I'm Dan Charles.